thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
I want my mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, nature-loving viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Khotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Nurin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Nations donates $380,000 to promote nutrition in the Gambia. In children news, a home in Russia for youngsters with disabilities provides needed medical care. In animal welfare news, a Croatian singer promotes the prohibition of shoes and clothing made of animal fur. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 18th, is Aruba's National Day, celebrating the adoption of its national anthem and flag in 1976. Aruba's flag symbolizes its history, goals, and culture. The name of the anthem of this picturesque Caribbean island nation, which is located north of Venezuela, is Aruba, Our Dear Country. Tourism is one of Aruba's major industries. Its white sandy beaches and interesting land and coastline formations such as pools, archways, and caves attract many. Aruba is also home to a bird sanctuary and a donkey sanctuary. We wish all Aruban citizens a fantastic National Day.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Albania. In mid-February, many southeastern European countries experienced severe snowstorms, including Albania, where over 10,000 people were reported to have been isolated by the harsh weather conditions. Upon hearing of the difficult situation in the region, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately donated $15,000 on February 20 to assist those most affected. This amount could obtain an equivalent of $125,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States, based on Albania's cost of living. Our association's relief team from Bulgaria travelled to Albania to deliver Master's support and love to the victims. Due to remote areas being accessible only by air at that time, they could not reach the most severely affected regions. However, the relief team did visit Puka, a small town where many had lost family members to the storms in the hard-hit regions. About 10 families were personally given unexpected and much-needed emergency financial aid in the amount of $100 or $200 each, depending on the situation. Most residents had no electricity, while others had many children, were elderly or disabled. They were very touched and expressed their gratitude to Master. In sum, $4,000 in direct and indirect financial aid were rendered. This could purchase approximately $33,400 in essential materials as valued in the United States, based on the local cost of living in Albania. On behalf of disaster victims worldwide, we thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her gracious care and consideration for the Albanian people in need. We also thank our association's relief team for their dedicated efforts in delivering this timely aid. May the people of Albania soon regain the security of their normal day-to-day lives as we strive to create a more balanced environment on our planet and a kinder existence for all.
Russia sends humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. A plane carrying 40 metric tons of food, warm clothes and 56 winter tents traveled to Kabul, the capital city of Afghanistan, on Saturday. In addition, Russia has already delivered approximately half of the 18,000 metric tons of wheat flour and 50 trucks being contributed, with the delivery of the remainder expected by mid-April. Afghanistan's Deputy Agriculture Minister said, "Russia has given us humanitarian assistance. We are very grateful to Russia. Heaven rewards your neighborly assistance to Afghanistan in her time of need, Russia. Wishing the Afghan people abundant comfort and protection." Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
El Salvadorans elect new president. Winning the popular vote in the country's peaceful elections, President-elect Mauricio Funes said, "This is the happiest night of my life and I want it to be the night of El Salvador's greatest hope." He went on to pledge policies to assist the country's disadvantaged and to maintain relations with the United States, where approximately 25% of El Salvadoran nationals reside. "A warm congratulations, Your Excellency, on your newly elected role. May your noble leadership serve the highest goals of the El Salvadoran citizens."
European Parliament members meet with Palestinian Hamas. Four members of the British Parliament, along with one Irish parliamentarian and one member of the Scottish Parliament, met in Syria with Palestinian Hamas leader Khaled Meshaal as part of an effort to help advance the peace process. British Parliament member Claire Short said she would urge the British government to engage in face-to-face talks. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, for your steps to advance diplomacy. We wish your efforts all fruitfulness in planting the seeds that could lead to peaceful coexistence among all in the Middle East.
Chile's president visits India. President Michelle Bachelet is visiting India this week to meet with Indian President Pratibha Devi Singh Patil, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, and other officials to strengthen bilateral ties. Marking the 60th anniversary of the establishment of their diplomatic relations this year, the leaders are signing cooperation agreements in clean energy, education, science and technology. We send our congratulations, Presidents Bachelet and Patil, for your warm commemoration of 60 years of cordial friendship. May your nations continue to expand and prosper together in heaven's grace.
A St. Patrick's Day parade in the USA. St. Patrick is a patron saint of Ireland who is believed to have lived in the late 4th and the 5th century. St. Patrick's Day on March 17th has historically been celebrated not only in Ireland but also in many other places, including the United States, where St. Patrick's Day was commemorated as early as 1762. This year, in Washington, D.C., USA, the traditional Proud Parade, celebrating the Irish heritage, made its way through crowds wearing green and smiling despite the weather.
Our association members also joined from centres in Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania and New Jersey to spread information on the way to truly go green inside out. Hundreds of SOS flyers were handed out to such enthusiastic audience responses as, "I am all for it solving climate change," "Thank you for caring." A number of people shouted, "I am a vegetarian already." Our lucky green hats off to all the lively Irish at heart who celebrated St. Patrick's Day this year. May we indeed honour the saintly way of life by being veg and going green for a brighter future. Save our planet. Scientists offer hope in addressing global warming. Despite a week filled with bleak updates on the speed at which the effects of global warming are being felt, scientists at the Copenhagen Climate Change Conference last week concluded that our world could still be saved and that the tools for addressing climate change are at hand. Conference organiser Professor Catherine Richardson of the University of Copenhagen pointed out how combined efforts in the past had reversed seemingly insurmountable problems, such as removing harmful chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, from the atmosphere.
While we knew a lot of things were changing, we've come to realise that they're actually changing much faster than we thought before. So we have much less time to actually act.
We've definitely had a significant impact on the planet and on the atmosphere, but it's not too late to do something about it, to counter the big dangerous climate change problems that we have in the future.
But I think as far as new goals go, we know what we have to do. The question is really doing it.
We have the knowledge. I think increasingly we have the will. We can make steps individually to change our style of life, to insulate our homes, make sure that we don't waste energy, to use our transport efficiently, to produce our crops and eat effectively and healthily. And I think all of these things are things that we can do as individuals. We don't have to wait for governments to act on those things.
Our gratitude, International Conference scientists, for your prevailing optimism, even while delivering the dire facts about global warming. We join you in confidence that humanity's swift adoption of practices, such as the vegan lifestyle, will rapidly reverse this trend and restore our Earth. In a video conference for the Climate Change International Conference with experts on health, science and the media on July 26, 2008 in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained why being vegan is the priority solution at this crucial time.
I have only one solution, that is being vegetarian, and the sooner the better. And then everything else, we will have time to take care. We will have time to develop different technology. We will have time to invent new cars. We will have time to tackle many other things that right now are not that urgent as the planetary warming, because truly it might destroy the whole planet. And we will all go. And this is still a very beautiful planet. It's still repairable. So just one request, vegetarian diet. Then everything else we will have time to do and to think of. So just spread out the vegetarianism. Spread out all that information about the benefit of it. And that's the best thing we can do for the planet and for our children. I wish all of you all the best. And God bless you in your mission.
Save Our Planet. Prince Charles honored with Environmental Award. The Friend of the Forest and Climate Award was presented to His Royal Highness while he was in Brazil for his pioneering environmental work to preserve the Amazon rainforest. The award coincided with the prince's visit to the region to encourage urgent action in halting deforestation of the world's largest rainforest. Your Royal Highness, we respectfully congratulate you on this esteemed recognition, and it is certainly our honor to have your wise leadership in this perilous time. May all the world's citizens soon heed the call of striving to preserve our precious ecosphere.
Save Our Planet. Macedonians plant 5 million trees in a day. To raise ecological awareness and help reforest the land, the country sponsored her third tree planting, this one called Tree Day, Plant Your Future. Joining the activity were statesmen such as Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski, along with the campaign's founder, renowned opera singer Boris Trajanov. Mr. Trajanov, named an Artist for Peace by the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, initiated the campaign in 2008 to replace the trees lost in the country's massive forest fires. For these noble endeavors, he recently was recognized with the Shining World Protection Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had also contributed €30,000 to further the campaign. A big green bravo, Mr. Trajanov, your excellencies and all Macedonians, for your country's multi-million tree-planting accomplishment. Such wholehearted participation is surely an inspiration for all in our striving to live sustainably on Mother Earth.
Save Our Planet, getting ready for Meet Out Day. Meet Out is the world's largest and oldest annual grassroots diet education campaign. It began in the United States 25 years ago and has now spread to every state plus 24 other countries. Each spring, thousands of supportive individuals and groups share information about the joys and benefits of a vegetarian and vegan diet.
In a telephone interview on March 16, Supreme Master Television spoke with Dawn Moncrief, Executive Director of Meat Out's founding organization based in the United States, the Farm Animal Rights Movement, promoting the compassionate animal-free way of living.
There's so many things in the world that we're helpless to defend against, from global hunger, global warming, our own health issues, obesity and cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and by being veg, you take a big chunk out of what can be done. A lot of the damages that a meat-based diet gives to your own health is a primary issue for a lot of people. It is also the leading cause of global warming, more than all transportation combined, and of course the animal issue. I think a lot of people start to get confused because there's cage-free eggs and meat that's supposedly more humanely raised, but a lot of that's just gimmicks, and the animals still suffer horrendously, and all of them still endure the slaughterhouse process, which is just gruesome. Mm-hmm. So the best way to help animals, your health, and the environment, as well as global hunger issues, is to veg.
Regarding this exciting time of renewal for participants, Ms. Moncrief also reminded us about the important role of already vegetarian and vegans involved in Meat Out.
The only thing better than going vegan yourself is to be a resource for other people, be a good example, and help other people along that path.
The Meat Out website provides plenty of information about how to join the festivities, such as attending an event in your area or hosting one of your own. To find out more, please visit meetout.org.
My name is Aaron Doller, and I pledge to be veg on Meat Out Day, March 20th, 2009. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
We are deeply grateful for the efforts of Ms. Moncrief, the Farm Animal Rights Movement organization, and everyone participating in this year's Meat Out for sharing with the public the many benefits of eliminating meat from our diets. We pray that our gentle viewers will soon switch to a healthful, plant-based diet for the preservation of our planet and all lives.
Vegetarianism in Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Cow dai.
The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that ploughs your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The Supreme Path of Discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save Our Planet. A new green commission in Mexico City, Mexico, seeks to transform the city into the most efficient recycling center in Latin America within 4 years.
Save Our Planet. US-based multinational food service provider Sodexo, operating in companies and on college university campuses, announces plans to lower its carbon emissions by offering more vegetarian and vegan options on menus.
Save Our Planet. Japan announces $5 billion US dollars in loans to fund developing nations' sustainability in such areas as water, solar power, and emission-saving metropolitan public transportation systems. Thank you.
I'm one of the stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm a complete vegan. My diet has no animal products. I'd like to share a tip with you on gardening. Spring is almost here in many parts of the world, and it is a great season to grow organic lettuce. The seedlings can be started indoors and planted outside when the weather warms a bit. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, let's see the weather around our lovely globe.
In good governance news, the Gambia initiates a nutrition project with $380,000 donation from the United Nations. Her Excellency, Gambian Vice President, Mrs. Aja Dr. Issa Niji Sadi, who is also the chairperson of the National Nutrition Council, has begun the Technical Cooperation Program on the technical preparation of nutrition education in lower basic schools. This plan is an agreement signed with and funded by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. It is anticipated to continue until April 2010. The project's emphasis, according to Her Excellency, is to help the government make nutrition education a focus in school curricula. It is envisioned that this will assist in improving the health of Gambians and aid in the attainment of food security and national and economic development. May the Providence bless you, Food and Agriculture Organization, and Your Excellency, Vice President, Mrs. Aja Dr. Issa Niji Sadi, for your commitment to the well-being of Gambian citizens. We pray for a future of vitality and prosperity for all people.
In children's news, government, community, and celebrities in Russia support youngsters with disabilities. A children's home in Sochi provides necessary medical treatment and care for young people with ongoing health challenges. This is made possible through the generous contributions provided by different sectors of society. The government provides the core financial support, while charities and private individuals donate additional funds. Famous musicians and actors from Moscow also joining the efforts by giving proceeds from a charity concert held. Our sincere appreciation all the groups and individuals who helped to improve the lives of the precious children. May heaven grace all youngsters with much joy and fulfillment. Up next on Noteworthy News, Croatian singer discourages the use of shoes and clothes made of animal fur. We'll take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Stay tuned for more hopeful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exemplary news for a nobler world. In animal welfare news, a young Croatian singer speaks out against human use of animal fur. Mr. Luka Nežičić, aged 25 of Croatia, is part of Animal Friends Croatia campaign, For Croatia Without Fur. The objective of this animal welfare endeavour is to prohibit the sale of shoes and clothes made of fur from our animal co-inhabitants. Mr. Nežičić, who said, "It was an honour to help Animal Friends," will appear on billboards and posters with the slogan, "Say no to fur now and forever." He stated, "There is no justification for fur. Instead of being silent about it, we should loudly say no." Our gratitude and bravo, Mr. Luka Nežičić. God bless your loving dedication to our fellow beings. May all our animal friends soon live in a safe and gentle world.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled Coming Back, told by Supreme Master Qinghai.
Doctor to patient, "You know, the check you gave me for my bill came back." The patient, "Yeah, my arthritis also came back."
And now, for our viewer's heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, I am an Amir from Kurdistan. I am your viewer for about 6 months. I wish you would come to Kurdistan today and your opinion be implemented worldwide. Thanks for your best TV. If you can broadcast shows in the Kurdish language, it would be popular here in Iran. El Amin.
Hi, El Amin. It's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a loving reply for you.
Good-hearted El Amin, thank you, love, for taking time to write us such a touching note. God willing, anything is possible. You're welcome, and please join in spreading the veg strand to save our world. Yes, we would like to broadcast in all the wonderful languages of the world, if it's at all technically possible. Meanwhile, please enjoy what's available. May heaven bless you abundantly. God bless you and your country. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News. If you have uplifting stories from your part of the world, you can send them along with any other comments to info@suprememastertv.com. For more constructive programming, stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
May all beings flourish in peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
US President Barack Obama pledged up to $8 million to assist Pakistani refugees who have been forced to leave their homes due to conflict within their country. Rubina Ali and Azharuddin Ismail, Indian children from a less fortunate area of Mumbai, who played in the movie Slumdog Millionaire, were awarded scholarships for free education.
The United States rules that inmates at the Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba will be evaluated according to international law, with many expected to be released or given standard trials in a court of law.
Morocco sends 14 tons of medical supplies to Palestinian Gaza, and King Mohammed VI announces he will rebuild the Faculty of Agriculture at the Al-Azhar University in the Gaza Strip.
An immunization drive in Afghanistan to protect 7.7 million children from polio was launched by Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
Pakistan's Prime Minister, Syed Yusuf Raza Gilani, announces that all judges, including Supreme Court Chief Justice Iftikhar Chowdhury, will be reinstated.
Lebanon's former President, Amin al-Jamail, visits Kuwait's Speaker of Parliament, Jassim al-Karafi, where the two hail their country's long history of mutual support and friendship.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.